fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis, bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side, WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis, bringing you the other side of the news with Dan Dugan.
Here I be on the other side of the other side. No, the other guy on the other side, right, but we're on WGRN, the Green Renaissance at 94.1.
And we're really on the same side.
We're also on WC. That's right. We are on the same
side.
Mostly on the same side.
W2.7.
CRS and 98.3.
98.3.
One of these days we're going to have it down. I'm telling you. It's a great station, too. And you know what? I've been listening a bit late night to the 614, that music that comes out at nighttime. And I heard my friend Shirley, who used to come to many, many shows, very early in the morning playing a lot of punk rock. And that was followed by Victrola with folk. It was a very interesting transition at 6 in the morning, maybe. Anyway, what a station. Here we are, community radio.
Sheena, was she on? She's a punk rocker.
No. I don't recall her being a DJ. I thought she was part of a song or something. Was that The Cars? Rick Ocasek? Oh, the Ramones. Yeah, those guys. I get my punks mixed up. But Rick Ocasek passed away. But someone more important to the news passed away. Ms. Cokie Roberts. Formerly Cokie Boggs, which is how my mother-in-law, Barbara Zollinger Sweeney, referred to her because they both went to Vassar. So there you go.
Vassar.
But
one of these seven sisters.
Absolutely. Can you name the other six for 10 points, Bob? Anyway, so Cokie Roberts was iconic. Is that a good word? Yes. In this case, she was iconic as a female newscaster.
She was.
Journalist.
And didn't have any reputation for, modern newscasting, particularly on Fox, right? She
you mean like fake news?
Real news.
Well, wait. Oh, I get my fake news mixed up. So Trump would have called what she did fake, which makes it real, doesn't it?
Well, it was fact-based. Of course, Trump's going to say it's fake.
Of course he would, because it's opposite day every day. Oh, by the way, did you know today was Talk Like a Pirate Day? I like to put a slight H in me. You see. Anyway.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day, yes.
Not like the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Not the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Real Pirates.
Yeah, but speaking of baseball, your Tigers are losing miserably to the Cleveland Indians this year. We won't even get into that. Let's go back to Ms. Cokie Roberts and just point out that she was also apparently very supportive of female journalists and newscasters coming up in the game, and that was another reason why I guess she was very much loved and appreciated. She also was raised in the halls of Washington, the hallowed halls, back when they were somewhat hallowed.
Uh-huh.
Now they're just hollow, right?
Indeed. So,
okay.
What's next on the agenda?
On the agenda, well, would you like to discuss the Saudi oil boom?
Lisa.
The way in which the oil refinery was exploded in 5 to 6%, depending upon which source you see, the world's source has been...
I'm wondering, was it really 5-6%?
I don't know.
And you know, I mean, that's what they keep reporting.
They do.
Yeah, and it's...
Right. And on... there's
I'm just trying to figure out which Saudi blew it up.
Well, see, this is my question, too. So we are on the same side
Saudi
somewhat.
Saudi is an authoritarian 12th century theocracy.
Uh-huh.
That, carved up... And it was, again, about 1 year ago, today that they carved up Khashoggi.
Yes.
Deboned him in the Saudi embassy.
Yeah.
You know, Saudi Arabia is one of the most contemptuous places on earth. Stands in exact opposition to democracy, freedom, and virtually every value we have. It's a theocracy. And not only that, it's the worst of theocracies.
Right.
It's a moneyed theocracy.
Right. And the leader, BSM, he had just recently replaced the leader of the Saudi oil company, Aram.
Well, the guy couldn't deliver.
With a friend of his.
Well, the guy really couldn't deliver a precision, explosion the way his friend could.
Well, see, this is where it gets a little interesting, is that a few days before this explosion, which, by the way, the U.S. says Iran did it, and the Houthis said they did it, but I'm wondering what the U.S.'s proof is. But regardless, it seems a little weird that the guy gets fired.
We don't need no stinking proof.
And then suddenly this happens, and that's going to affect oil prices in the world. And it also comes a few months before they're going to start going public with 5% of the world's largest corporation, the aforementioned Aramco. Yeah. So, Iran, and what's the proof, Bob?
Well, there is no real proof yet, but
yeah, exactly.
You know, the question why? Anytime a country that would have no real interest. I mean, are the Iranians really thinking we ought to attack the Saudis?
Right.
So the U.S., which is locked and loaded, according to Trump,
right,
can come and attack us. Right.
These loaded, are
the,
that's for sure.
Is John Quigley, the professor emeritus there, longtime professor, said in his book "The Ruses for War." Right. This just smells. Right. It's got
right.
that.
Right.
Oh, the Maine. Oh, the Spanish are being mean to
sure,
the Cubans.
Absolutely.
Like the U.S. would care. Or the Lusitania.
Yeah.
The Lusitania packed to the gills with weapons. Or, again, the Gulf of Tonkin.
Right.
Yeah.
There
yeah. What, hey, guess what happened today? One of the world's smallest navies attacked the most powerful navy on earth in international water. For no reason.
So you're saying that the United States of America would actually go to war for trumped up reasons?
Always has.
You like that?
Always will. We go from the halls of Montezuma to rip off Mexico to the shores of Tripoli.
Yeah.
I say always reads, Smedley Butler, the great Marine general.
I don't.
Twice winner of the.
Don't know Smedley. Schmedley.
Schmedley.
Schmedley Butler here.
Schmedley.
I'm sorry. I'm not aware of this gentleman.
Oh, Schmedley Butler?
No.
He's the one who wrote the book War is a Racket. He's the one who said, we Marines could have given Al Capone a run for it. All he could
there
do is run a racket in three districts. We were on three continents. He essentially
indeed.
Said the U.S. Marines were bagmen for capitalism.
There
you
go.
They were sent out to pilfer and loot.
And he was in the Marines.
Twice winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Twice. Wow. A two-time winner.
When
kinda
he
like
said
Archie.
All this, he was the most decorated Marine in the history of the Corps.
Wow. Okay. And he said something that we all know, that the United States
war is a racket.
War is a racket. And there are trumped up charges.
It's all about war profiteering.
Trumped up reasons. And that's where you think we're going. So what
let me refer to Goering, who said that the paraphrase Goering at Nuremberg is that he says, look, whether you're communist or capitalist or a democracy or a parliament or a communist or a fascist government, it's all the same. The leaders always claim there's this great threat, this event.
Sure. Right.
And then they use that to
identify
lie
the enemy.
The people, lie the people into a war against this enemy.
Right.
And then if anyone
like
calls
Afghanistan,
in the question,
for instance.
Yeah Afghanistan. Right. But Iraq, I mean, there's weapons of mass destruction there. No, there
both
weren't.
Yes.
And even if they had a weapon of mass destruction, they couldn't fly over their own territory. two-thirds of the country. How in the hell? You need missiles. You actually need a delivery system. So they had no weapons. They had no delivery system. That's why we attacked. Right now, we're looking to go after Iran. Why are we going after Iran? Because we attacked Iraq. When we attacked Iraq, the people that benefited from it
was Iran.
Was the Shia
right.
In Iran and in right. The southern and eastern part of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've emboldened
Got to even Iran things out. Yeah.
and the Sunnis over there in Saudi Arabia right, want some help from the U.S. They know
they
can't really take on Iran, but the United States, with this massive, overspent, corrupt military-industrial complex
mm-hmm.
that's destroying the country, that has run us $23 trillion in debt, that we can use the U.S., thought to be as powerful as any nation on earth since the Roman legions in 117
and
A.D.,
then some.
According to the New York Times. So you have this massive, massive military.
Yes.
And the Saudis kiss our butt. Saudis love, right, petrodollars. Hi, the only dollars we'll take is the worthless fiat money from the United States, a currency that we're propping up because we'll only sell our oil
mm-hmm.
in dollars.
Yeah. Right.
Saddam, what did Saddam's great sin? I mean, we went after Iraq in part because Bush has got psychological problems with his dad, wanted to show his daddy.
Never noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Come on. They had fist fights when George Herbert Walker Bush was CIA
Come
director.
On, you sissy cheerleader.
Which is true. His father
No was, more. No more bucket jumps. Read my lips.
So, again, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush
yes.
was, you know, a
That's
baseball
what I was trying
player.
To do. Yeah, he's yeah. a tough guy. Yeah.
yeah.
And
his son
pilot.
Was a cheerleader.
Right. There
and,
you go. Yeah,
and threw a mean kegger.
Mm-hmm. And dodged his service when he was a pilot himself.
Well, and yeah. he also lost his flight status. But anyway, because you these things like attacking Iraq come forward based on lies, there's no reason to assume that accusing Iran is nothing but a lie. Right, there's no real proof.
There's lots of wiggle room here, yeah, and they're not showing us any proof. Of course, they're telling us from national security they can't, right? Isn't that kind of where they hide behind? But so yeah. how does Bolton fit into all of this? So Bolton tells him last
Bolton
week some night.
Bolton was a hard line on Iran.
Right.
Bolton wanted to attack Iran.
Well, yeah, but so is it, and if that's
his,
what
he
we
had his
wanted.
Waxed.
But if that's,
it was waxed in war mode. It was ready sure. to go. It was sticking out real sharp on
yes,
the sides.
Yes, he was sharpening his tusks. But so if in fact, Bolton wanted to go to war, then why would Trump have gotten rid of him? And of course, a day after the guy says, I want to resign,
well, because,
Trump says in the morning and then fires him.
Well,
anyway,
because he was criticizing Trump about, you can't even invite a terrorist group anymore
right,
to, Camp,
to
David
Camp David yeah,
without
okay.
someone being upset. So
right.
he was, you know, inviting the Taliban
mm-hmm.
right around yeah. 9/11 to Camp David.
Right.
And Bolton was openly critical
and
of
right
that.
On the and right on the eve of an Afghani election, right? Hey, you're on WGRN. What's this show?
This is The Other Side of the News.
Really? And
Indeed.
You are Dr. Bob Fitrakis?
I am Dr. Bob Fitrakis.
I'm Dan Dugan. We're glad to be here. We're in the middle of discussing boom goes the oil, and now we're talking about the walrus that moved on. He was the walrus,
is
but he
Paul
is no more.
Is Paul or Bolton the walrus? I want to
so,
know.
So there's a new fella, a new name to look at, O'Brien, who apparently was a hostage negotiator, and he was ASAP Rocky, the rap artist who was accused of a crime in Sweden. I guess he went to help him out, but he failed in that attempt. But he's a real good friend of Trump's.
I didn't even know there was a Swedish rap artist.
No, he's actually American.
Really,
he's American.
Oh,
that's
he
why
was
Trump,
stuck in Sweden?
That's why O'Brien was sent to help ASAP, right? ASAP Rocky. And he didn't do much for him. But he is a good friend of Pompeo's.
Right. And Bullwinkle wasn't available to help Rocky
Ah, hey, Rock, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Nothing up my sleeve.
Moose and squirrel.
And now here's something you'll really like. You know, I've often compared Dr. Bob and his lovely wife, Suzanne, to...
Moose and squirrel.
Boris and Natasha, you foolish man. You need a mustache, and she needs to be taller, and you'd be there. But anywho, so back to real discussions.
She's wiry. She's got that olive oil thing going.
We'll get her some tall shoes, and we'll grow you a mustache, and you guys will be there for Halloween. I'm thinking about going as Leon Deadbone, but that's another topic.
Leon
Deadbone.
But you realize that has implications.
They did a happy Halloween.
By calling you Deadbone. Right, there's other implications here.
Bob, see, mine's always in the gutter. So let's get back to this, because I am curious. So Bolton goes, and he was the hawk, super hawk, but O'Brien is too. So what, they can sort of,
well,
as they move Bolton
one
out.
Is more modern and connected to rap.
Yes, having helped out ASAP. Rocky. But anyway, so, I did want to mention, though, that he would be the fourth national security head under Mr. Trump. And the first of these four, I had to look it up.
I thought Pompeo was going to do both jobs.
He
was leaking that story, like,
he
just
could.
Like
there was
Henry Kissinger.
Sure.
Right? Henry Kissinger did both jobs.
Sure. But the first.
At the same time.
The first guy who was in for 24 days was a little fellow named Michael Flynn.
Where is he in prison now? I forget where.
I'm not sure if he's actually in jail fighting a sentence, or if he's on appeal.
Just visiting and getting.
He's appealing.
Appeal.
But then it was McMaster, followed by the Walrus and O'Brien. Now, so I don't know where it's going to get us. Do you think Trump actually does want to go to war, or is he just way into saber rattling?
He's way into theatrics and
that's
saber.
For sure.
Rattling.
Yes.
I mean, he's got that whole orange thing going. I mean, he seems to, at least in my
orange
memory,
thing with a saber, but
have
okay.
Dedicated, you know, we're going after people. Call back the Jets. Right?
Yeah.
He's got a history of this stuff.
He likes to appear tough.
I like to think he's like Richard Nixon when they had Nixon on tape to paraphrase him. Henry, you tell him Dick is crazy. He'll blow stuff up.
You don't have to tell anybody that about Trump. It's pretty freaking obvious. But
good point. But Nixon had to fake he was crazy.
This is where I don't.
Trump is the bull goose loony. If we go to again.
But he talks a big game, but then he doesn't follow through. I mean, is that a good thing, a bad thing, a no thing?
I just think, like in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the great novel by Ken Kesey.
Right? I read it while
when
under
he goes
the influence.
Into the mental hospital, he demands to know who is the bull goose loony, who's the craziest. And Trump is just so crazier than anyone else in history. How do we know what he's doing?
Maybe he was like McMurtry. He just fought too much and fornicated too much.
Yeah, when he's got the same thing, women are ripping my zipper open.
That's what it was. Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway,
can we find a nurse ratchet? We need someone to ratchet him up a bit.
Indeed. So, Dr. Bob, it seems that you've been spoken to, or will have been spoken to.
By my wife, but I didn't do it.
But also by national media outlets and locally. Very shortly, you'll be speaking with Ms. Ann Fisher.
Uh-huh.
Correct?
And then the history of protest.
And then I heard a rumor.
I'm coming down strongly for protest.
For protest. Yeah, okay.
Particularly by the progressives.
Well, don't you make a lot of money defending protesters? Yeah.
It's
George
one of
Soros
my,
writes the checks, right?
Key areas. I want the police to arrest a lot of people.
Running the free press and community radio. So, but you're going to be on 2020, I heard this rumor?
Well, I've talked
Actually,
to...
I was just listening to you and
yeah,
I talked talking to
Tim. I talked to 2020.
You did.
And they're
you
thinking
already
of doing something. You know, but that is like, on... you make the cut. There's been about 20 documentaries that I thought I was going to be in. I think I made it in about 12. And
you were in Palace's. Pulled right up into the house there, right up into the driveway,
That's right.
To the house. Okay, so are these about elections or?
But as you sang, the go one ask was, Palace.
Wow. Actually, I saw a little girl refusing to let her dad take her out of a woods today. No, Daddy, I want to stay here. Alice wanted to stay in Wonderland, but it was a very sad story. Yes, I see a lot of things in my life. So they're going to talk to you about protest, or Ann Fisher was, and then 2020 talk to you about elections?
No, Epstein.
Oh, that's right. Your old buddy Epstein. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, and we're Jesus. Also on October 8th. There's going to be a discussion with me and somebody from the Buckeye Institute, a libertarian institute, about the meaning of socialism.
The meaning of socialism.
The dialogue, where are we now?
With well, we all have these social young media.
Millennials saying that they prefer socialism to corporate capitalism.
I think they get it mixed up with social media, don't you? Some of them. Not all
maybe,
of them.
Maybe, but it's...
I'm going to catch up for that.
I think it's a utter... From disdain, the younger people. Utter disdain for corporate capitalism.
I agree.
Artificial entity that you've given rights to, you've given the rights of a flesh and blood human to a piece of paper, a charter that's incorporated, and I think and those corporations
paper.
You know, get to go worldwide, start wars, be protected by our military, while giving virtually nothing back to this country.
It's virtually.
Crony capitalism. Well, some of them are virtual companies.
Indeed, they are.
And they with scan no borders. The globe.
Right.
Looking for 12-year-old boys that make 9 cents an hour, 9-year-old boys that'll make 15 cents an hour. Should we go to Pakistan? Should we go to Bangladesh? What about Cambodia? Where's the cheap labor we can exploit?
Boy, I tell you, what a world we live in. And I think we all know that. You wouldn't be the people you are supporting things like this radio station, WGRN.
And also WCRS, 92.7 and 98.3.
There you go. The Columbus Free Press, which...
Where the press is free, all is safe.
Which it wants to remind you that... I guess we don't have to remind people that the climate strike on Friday, they will be protesting that, perhaps by the time they hear this show.
And at high noon.
At high noon down at the State House. There's an interfaith peace gathering on the 22nd, which is Saturday. People will be gathering down there at 3:30. Anyway, downtown. Actually, where will they be exactly? They will be exactly at Genoa Park from 3:30 to 6 on Sunday. I'm sorry. I should know my days of the week. Also, we suggest that people go to Educate a Legislator Day on Wednesday, September 25th, 8 to 4 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel downtown on State Street. So,
will there be like brain transplants?
There's so much going on. Brain transplants. I'm sorry.
Well, how are you going to educate them? The ones I've met.
Oh, the legislators? Maybe we could. You think we could work something out?
Well, with David Koch,
give them new brains.
Right. Their idea of thinking is to point and click on the Alex website and download a piece of trash written by a couple billionaire brothers, one now recently deceased.
I thought there were three of them.
Well, the one is the brother who squeals on the other two.
Oh, okay.
The other one's okay a brother. Social liberal.
Yes, the okay brother, the one that we can live with. So, hey, so you were going to be talking about elections with someone, but recently there have been many voters taken off rolls in Ohio, Georgia, Kentucky.
235,000 or so.
And I'm just real curious what's going on there, and if you wanted to enlighten me and our listeners.
Well, what's going on is absolute, utter contempt for democracy. LaRose, our Secretary of State, should be in a just society. He should be shackled hand and foot and drug off and thrown in a dungeon with light, because I'm a humanitarian,
and
proper hours worth of exercise.
Yeah, and access to a proper plumbing facility.
Yeah. But again, our Secretary of State LaRose here in Ohio loves to strip black people. He loves to strip Hispanic, poor people, the elderly, of their right
from
to vote.
From the voting rolls, yes.
He deregisters them in a state where you have to show ID. If you haven't voted in a couple election, why not show up, show your ID, you know, sign your name?
Why are you trying to make it so simple?
Because that's what America used to be about. Now you have these hacks, these criminal hacks who belong in prison, who have nothing but contempt for the U.S. Constitution and voting rights. He's Jim Crow incarnate. He believes in racism.
And it's not just in Ohio, though, right?
No, it's a model.
It's going on in Georgia. It's going on in Kentucky.
Right. It's a model in battleground states that have it spread, right? The only way the Republican Party can win is by shrinking the electorate. It's the only way they can win. First, it was putting people in prison and denying them the right to vote. Now it's just blatantly, for no reason, throwing people off the voting rolls.
Which reminds me, I want to remind people out there that if they need to register the 7th of October, Monday the 7th of October would be the last day to do that.
Yeah, get out and do it, because you can't trust the Republican Secretary of State. He's fundamentally evil. He's diabolical. He's a partisan.
Tell us how you really feel. Come on.
I absolutely think
I'm all ears, man.
He's
me there, brother.
A person we should have contempt for. When you see him, you should scream at him like, contempt for the Constitution.
Surround the castle.
Call out the flying monkeys.
Get the torches.
Where are the flying monkeys when you need them?
We're being told we're too loud, Bob. Okay. I can't believe that.
Okay, sorry.
Also, we want to remind everyone that the Columbus Free Press will give out awards and have a benefit, and all of that will be on November 4th at Ace of Cups. I guess that's the day before the election, right? The evening before, and it'll start early. It'll be lots of fun. Donna McGavero will be the headliner. Yours truly will do something there.
Very lucky. Probably be
Brian Griffin will show up. I mean, Brian
stuff.
Clash.
And you'll be trying to direct him to the back room.
The back room, yes. I don't know. I don't hang out at Ace of Cups.
Ace of Cups.
Not much. Marcy and I go way back. So
and can check this out on the Wayback Machine.
Wayback Machine. Gee, Mr. Peabody. So I think
it's about time. How close are we to wrapping up?
That's all the other side of the news that we got.
Say Mr. Peabody again.
Gee, Mr. Peabody. Jeez, Rick.
Thanks for listening to the other side of the news. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.